Greetings from the Apocalypse. This is a Dharma Talk, Duality, Part 2. In the first Duality Talk, I spoke of the difference between our internal beliefs and the world around us, which might have a different internal compass than our own. This is indeed a difficult landscape to navigate every day, but we do it daily, some days more harmoniously than others, wouldn't you agree? Another take on duality is to not just recognize our habitual ways of seeing the world from the us versus them or right versus wrong perspective, but to also see that this perspective is not the truth, to see into its fallacious nature. When we look deeply into duality, we see that the world is empty of duality except for this one true one. Our personal world and all its beliefs and information versus everything outside of us, everything else. This is the true duality of our lives. The only duality we really ever need to navigate is to learn to live in harmony with the differences between what we know and think we know and what the rest of the world knows and thinks it knows. We live in challenging times right now, and many of us find ourselves being confronted with the huge disparities between what we believe and what we see as right and wrong, good and bad, and what the people in power in an ever-growing segment of the world believe is right and wrong, good and bad. So how do we find harmony? First, I believe we do well to recognize that we can only find any harmony or comfort or peace a breath at a time. It is just in this breath that we live. Our entire lives unfold only in the present breath. We live on the very precarious pinpoint of now. This breath. That's it. Then we contemplate deeply the truth that, for most of you listening, and for most of us in America and many parts of the world, in this very moment, we are relatively safe. All is well. We have a place to live. We probably ate in the last 24 to 48 hours. We have clean clothes. We have running water and electricity. We are breathing. We are conscious. We have the luxury of searching for things to do during our semi-compulsory quarantine, instead of having to hunt for food and shelter to just survive. We must not forget our inherent privileges, despite the scary stuff going on around us. Most of us are not in the center of this pandemic, but for now, on the outskirts. For most of us, our small worlds are really just fine, even if it's not what we'd ideally like to have or have gotten used to. So we can truly, deeply realize, not just know, that in this moment all is well. And then from that perspective, from that calm, from our own personal strength and internal well-being, we can coexist with the external reality, no matter how frightening, and possibly find ways to be part of a global pull towards equanimity, balance, and compassion. We cannot control our reactions, but we can control our responses. We may react with fear, anger, and hatred, but let us respond with harmony, self-awareness, and love. Inhaling, I see myself as still waters. Exhaling, I reflect things as they are. Inhale, I dwell in the present moment. Exhale, I know this is the only moment. Inhale, present moment. Exhale, only moment. Om Shanti, O Peace. Hari Om Bolo Sadhguru Maharajai Ki. I thank you for allowing me to guide you in this practice today. From my heart to yours, Namaste. Most of us in America and many parts of the world, in this very moment, we are relatively safe. All is well. We have a place to live. We probably ate in the last 24 to 48 hours. We have clean clothes, we have running water and electricity, we are breathing, we are conscious. We have the luxury of searching for things to do during our semi-compulsory quarantine, instead of having to hunt for food and shelter to just survive. We must not forget our inherent privileges, despite the scary stuff going on around us. Most of us are not in the center of this pandemic, but for now, on the outskirts. For most of us, our small worlds are really just fine, even if it's not what we'd ideally like to have or have gotten used to. So we can truly, deeply realize, not just know, that in this moment all is well. And then from that perspective, from that calm, from our own personal strength and internal well-being, we can coexist with the external reality, no matter how frightening, and possibly find ways to be part of a global pull towards equanimity, balance, and compassion. We cannot control our reactions, but we can control our responses. We may react with fear, anger, and hatred, but let us respond with harmony, self-awareness, and love. Inhaling, I see myself as still waters. Exhaling, I reflect things as they are. Inhale, I dwell in the present moment. Exhale, I know this is the only moment. Inhale, present moment. Exhale, only moment. Om Shanti, O Peace. Hari Om Bolo Sadhguru Maharajai Ki. I thank you for allowing me to guide you in this practice today. From my heart to yours, Namaste.